Cooperation, collaboration. Two words. Similar meanings? Not really. Cooperative activity is accomplished by the division of labor among various group of participants. Each person is responsible for a portion of the problem solving. Kind of like creating pieces of puzzles to complete the meaningful puzzle at the end. Collaboration, on the other hand, is activity that involves mutual engagement of participants in a coordinated effort to solve the problem together. Taking the same example of the puzzle, this would be where all team members work together to solve the entire puzzle in a coordinated way. Collaborative and interactive learning is gaining popularity really fast. If you see the developmental continuum of teamwork given by Himmelman, collaboration is at the top, where people are exchanging information, altering activities, sharing resources, and enhancing the capacity of another individual or organization for mutual benefit and to achieve a common purpose. I know. I use too many difficult terms. The underlying reality is that people separated by geographic distance enjoy interactive and collaborative learning enabled by new technology. One of the biggest examples of international collaboration at work is EPALS. We had a guest speaker this week, Rita Oates from EPALS. She explained how EPALS works. EPALS is a provider of safe collaborative technology for schools to connect and learn in a protected project-based learning network. With classrooms in 200 countries and territories, EPALS makes it easy to connect learners locally, nationally, and internationally. EPALS is one of the many collaboration initiatives that is heading the trend of pairing up teachers, students, and independent learners from all over the world for interaction and sharing. There are other collaborative projects as well. Infinite Family, Teach the World Online, the News Literacy Project, Solia, just to name a few. So what are the purposes of collaborative tools? These days, you have online tools for group brainstorming and decision making. You have online tools for application sharing, collaborative writing, annotation tools. You have the capacity to create virtual team workspaces, discussion forums, and real-time chats. Let me share a personal experience with you. I had a chance of doing group projects in one of the online classes this semester. I collaborated with three separate virtual teams. Each had different dimensions. Some of the common underlying dimensions were three. Task dimension, where we made sure that we all were on the same page by resolving any cognitive conflict. Then there was social dimension, where we made sure that we were a cohesive team who worked toward the same goal. And lastly, there was technological dimension. We used Adobe Breeze and Google Docs for communication and collaboration. Both of these tools help the team work synchronously as well as asynchronously. This was a great online collaborative experience for me. At times extremely stressful and cognitively overloading, but all three teams had really good partnership. It was not just a lesson in online collaboration, but it was also a lesson in networking and social learning. Online collaborative learning takes advantage of advanced technology to ensure flexible and productive learning experiences. However, as Lee, Makchuka, Liu, and Bong put it, instructional designers and teachers should realize that the success of online courses depends on the appropriate use of pedagogy and related technologies. It's not just about the introduction of technologies themselves. Apart from products like Google Docs and Adobe Connect, there are hundreds of online collaborative tools available these days. Check out the list I have added with this podcast. One of the tidbits for this week talked about Facebook's newly added video chat feature. Yet another feature in its arsenal of attractive social networking features. On Facebook, the video calling is done using a special version of Skype's applet and so far allows only one-to-one calling. Further, the video calling can be done between Facebook users strictly on one-to-one basis and PC-to-PC basis. Facebook user cannot call someone who is not on Facebook or to a smartphone, or I should say at least not yet. This Facebook feature was introduced shortly after Google Plus introduced its group video calling feature that allows multiple users to video chat. Do you see the competition going on? Another interesting post was a piece of Washington Post about Students Without Borders. Students at Loudoun Academy of Science, Robbie Deitzman and Joanne Guidry, have spent the last year working with two peers in Singapore on project to determine the benefits of maggot flatulence, a great real-life example of virtual collaboration. Check out the video of these two students. We are coming to the end of this week's podcast. Don't forget to check out the collaborative projects and tools I'm sharing here. Signing off now. See you all next week with the treasures from the open world.